have a hope. We have a hope in heaven. But it's only if Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. If you have trusted in Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Are you washed in the blood this morning? Have you been saved? I didn't ask if you joined a church. I didn't ask if you've been baptized. I didn't ask you if you paid money. Have you placed your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? If you have, you have a hope in heaven. If you haven't, today can be that day. Today can be the day that you ask God to forgive you of your sins. You ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And you can be born again. You can have that hope. You can have that hope this morning. Ms. Birchfield, thank you for honoring God there. Honoring God. Open your Bibles up to Ephesians if you would. Ephesians chapter number 6 this morning. Ephesians chapter number 6. Get out your electronic devices as long as you're reading the Bible. Get out your Bibles, whatever you got to do. But Ephesians chapter number 6 this morning. Oh, I'm sorry, not Ephesians, Galatians chapter number 6. I'd have been in trouble there real quick. Galatians chapter number 6. We've been talking about the issues of life. I've got it on, Terry, thank you. We've been talking about the issues of life, and this morning, one of the issues I want to talk about this morning is some of you are ready to give up. Some of you are ready to give up on your marriage. Some of you are ready to give up on your children. Some of you are ready to give up on life in general, maybe your job. Some of you have had enough. Maybe you're ready to give up on God. Maybe you're ready to give up on life itself this morning. You've had it up to here with circumstances. You've had it up to here with family. You've had it up to here with whatever the situation is. And you are right there. And you're struggling. And you don't know what to do. Or maybe this morning you're not that person. Maybe you've been that way in the past. Maybe you've got a friend or a loved one who is in that situation. They're getting ready to give it all up. They're done. May I encourage you this morning, with the authority of God's word, don't give up. Don't retreat. Don't fold it in. If God is on the throne, God can still work a miracle in the situation. My God's a mighty God. How many of you serve a mighty God? Say amen this morning. I want to talk about that this morning from God's word. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 7. Galatians chapter number 6. I don't know why I got... I'm going to Ephesians later on. That's why it is. Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 7. The Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Here's my text this morning, my main phrase, my main passage I want you to look at right here, verse number 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts this morning. Lord, thank you so much for the music that we've got to worship you to this morning. Hope was in every single song. I know, Father, there's different situations that are represented here today. There may be somebody in this very room who's ready to give up on their marriage, on their relationships with their children, on their relationship with their parents, maybe on their job, maybe that is ready to give up on life itself. I ask you this morning, Father, that your word would so penetrate our souls that we would turn to you, perhaps for salvation, perhaps for rededication, perhaps renewed once more in our spirit, in our relationship with you. Speak to us, God. including me. I need you. I don't want to give up. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. A very dear friend of mine watches occasionally, and I ask him regularly, hey, what do you think about the message? What do you think about the services? And he told me, he says, you know what, Brian, sometimes you sound like a coach. And it bothered me at first when he said that. But just merely being a coach would not be satisfactory. A coach is a lot more than just someone who encourages a good play. A coach is someone who gets down in the trenches with you and has been through what you've been through. I coach different sports, and I coach different sports because of the fact I've played them before. And so I enjoy passing on the knowledge to the players of what I've learned before. But I enjoy pastoring, coaching you, because I've been through life just like you have. And I'm going through life just like you are. I'm encountering different situations in life just like you are. And so in essence, I am coaching you, but I'm pastoring you while I coach you. I want you to understand something. I'm not different than you. I've been bought by the same blood that you've been bought with. I'm made out of the same dirt that you're made out of. I'm not any better than you. I have the same Savior that you have. God has called me to teach you His Word, and not only teach it, to live it with you. I'm to love you and to walk with you in Jesus. So this morning, I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't retreat. That's the title of the message. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't retreat. How many of you are familiar with the movie Facing the Giants? I have a clip from that movie I want to show you this morning. If you're not familiar with it, let me set the scene. The football team is having a horrible year. They're losing. The coach is about to get fired. All the players are ready to quit. And the coach has got them on the sidelines, and he's talking to them now, and he's trying to help them understand that life is more than just football. And so this is the scene, and I want you to pay attention to it, because the context of the scene goes along with what we want to look at the Bible this morning. Brother Terry, if you'll show that to me this morning.
Your attitude's like the aroma of your heart. If your attitude stinks, it means your heart's not right.
You sure is preaching today.
Mm-hmm.
What?
How's your attitude, Brock?
It's fine.
Then you'll be okay with the death crawl, right?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, everybody on the goal line. Get your partner. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Show me something. 10 yards. Move it. Move it. Let's go. Let's go, Matt. Let's go! Let's go, Jonathan! Show me something! 10 yards! Show me some power! No knees! Keep your knees off the ground! Show me something! There you go! 10 yards! Show me some muscle! Show me some power! Give me some heart! Let's go! Very good, boy! Very good! Let's run it back!
Oh, man! Oh, man! It's not even funny, dude!
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left.
I bet he got it.
There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Not the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. I'm just resting a second.
You gotta keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm by out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Go, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your
heart.
You can. You can. 5 more. 5 more. Come on, Brock. Come on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Come on, Brock. 2 more. 1 more.
It's gotta be 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
Some of you are there. Some of you have given up. You have already determined that it's not worth it anymore. Maybe you've had a loved one die. Maybe your spouse has died. Maybe the church has disappointed you. Maybe your family has disappointed you. And you are finished. Don't quit. If you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have everything you need to continue serving Him with your life. God is not done with you yet. He has not saved your soul for you to simply sit here and soak and sour and then finally die. He has left you here to serve Him with your life, with what He's given to you. No, it's not about football. Well, what a perfect metaphor. Some of you are like those players. You've given up. I can't do this anymore. If you are still breathing air this morning, God still is your God. Again, look here at Galatians chapter number 6. Look what it says. It says, and let us, now the word us is talking about fellow believers. This is a promise to believers. Let us not be weary. Now that word weary means retreat. Don't let us fade away from what God has called us to do. Don't let us give up. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Now that word well-doing, that phraseology means what's valuable. Fathers, you are valuable to your families. They need you. Husbands, your wives need you to be the man of God you're supposed to be. It's valuable. Wives, your family needs you. You're valuable. Children, you're valuable. Brothers and sisters, you're valuable. You're not useless. You're not a waste of time. You are created by God. And He has saved you for a reason. Don't grow faint because your good works, your well-doing is valuable to somebody. Did you know that you're the most important person in somebody's life? Brother Brian, I don't feel like it. Brother Brian, it's been days, weeks, months, years since I felt appreciated. I'm ready to give up. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I guess I'll just eat worms. That's some of your theme songs. Nobody understands. Nobody appreciates you. I might as well just quit. No, don't quit. If you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you because Jesus Christ is your Savior, it's always too early to quit. Be not weary in well-doing in your valuable work. Because it says next, for in due season, when it's the right time, you're going to reap if you faint not. Some of you are ready to give up because you've lost a loved one. You've lost a marriage. You've lost this. You've lost that. And you're ready to give it up. May I tell you, it's always too early to quit. Don't give up. The circumstances of life look hard, but they're not impossible. Now let me give you an example from the Old Testament that goes right along with this. Hold your finger here. We're going to come back. I want you to turn to Psalm 78 with me real quick. Psalm 78. We're going to come right back to Galatians, but find the 78th Psalm with me this morning. Now, I don't know if the name Ephraim means anything to you, but usually the name Ephraim, as far as the context this morning, is talking about the children of Israel. Okay? Now, Ephraim was a tribe of Israel, but oftentimes the name Ephraim represented all of Israel when it's spoken of, and particularly here in Psalm 78. Okay? So God is speaking to the tribe of Israel, not to the tribe, but the whole people of Israel. Here's what he says. Psalm 78, verse number 1, he says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Pay attention to what I'm teaching you, he says. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. I'm going to teach you something. Something that you've known for a long time. Something that you've been taught by your parents and your grandparents. Something that's been passed down from generation to generation. That's what he's saying. Something you've known and something you've heard. Verse number 3. Which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. Verse number 4, we will not hide them from our children. We need to teach them, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, His strength, His wonderful works that He hath done. We're to remind our children and our grandchildren of what God has done, he's saying. He's saying, you learned it from your grandparents and your great-grandparents. Now you, in turn, you pass it on to them. You pass it to your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and your nephews. You pass on what God has done. Verse number 5. For he, speaking of God, established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Teach them. Parents, we're going to come back in just a second, but understand this. Your children will do what you do. I had a young man one time in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He wanted to quit the football team, and he came and spoke to me. He wasn't starting. He was on the bench, and he was struggling. He said, I want to quit. I'm done. And he says, what do you think? I said, listen, once you establish a pattern of quitting, it's hard to get rid of that pattern. Because I did the same thing when I was in high school. I wrestled. And I had a hard day that week. I had forgotten to get some paperwork filled out. And I knew that if I didn't get that paperwork filled out, that I was going to be in a lot of trouble at practice. I knew that I was going to have to run laps, and I was going to have to do push-ups, and I was going to be punished physically, exercise-wise, for not doing my task. So when instead of sticking with it, I walked into the coach's office, and I said, I quit. And he said, why? And I lied to him, and I said, because it's not fun anymore. No, that was a lie. I enjoyed wrestling. But because I didn't want to deal with the punishment, I just quit. And even now, I'm 51 years old, and I still remember what it was like when I was 15, and I quit. And it took me a long time to break that pattern. And I told this young man, if you quit, it becomes a pattern in your life. Break that pattern. Don't quit. Don't give up. Teach your children to stick it out. When whatever it is, sports, church, relationships, your walk with God, some of you are about ready to quit on God. Verse number 6. That the generation to come might know them, what God has done, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Don't quit. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Here's the verse I want to get to. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, they turned back in the day of battle, and they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. And they forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. He says they had all the equipment. They had everything that they needed, and God had provided for them time after time after time. And when the battle got tough, you know what they did? They dropped their bows and they left. They retreated. And some of you are right there. You've given up. You can't do nothing with that child. You can't do nothing with that spouse. You can't do nothing with that job. You can't do nothing with that preacher. I quit. That's what Ephraim did. You know why they quit? Because they forgot what God had done in the past for them. Are you struggling today? Are you right there? God is still on the throne. He can heal your marriage. He can heal your family. He can heal your body. He can heal your church. He can heal your job situation. He can heal it all. But if you quit, then how is he supposed to work? Students, maybe you're ready to quit on that class. You failed test after test, and you just don't know what to do anymore. Here's what I tell my youngins. If you fail, There's two reasons. Either you don't understand or you didn't study. Which is it? Didn't study. Don't quit. Don't quit on your marriage. God brought you together. Don't quit. Don't quit on those kids, Mom and Dad. They need you. Don't quit on this church. Don't quit on God. There's countless people who need you. You'll never meet if you quit now. Don't quit. Ephraim turned their back. They threw their bows down and they retreated. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. That's a promise from God. I don't know your situation. And I'm on my hands and knees like that coach was. Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit. It's worth it. If it's one soul, it's worth it. Now, we get to go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, real quick. Let me show you what God has given to you so that you don't quit. Ephesians chapter number 6. You say, okay, Brother Brian, you've told me not to quit. You've shown me the Bible says that somebody quit and God doesn't like it. So what do I do? Where does my strength come from? Where am I going to get the power? Right here. Look at it says. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Who is it that wants you to quit? It ain't God. Who wants you to quit being that wife and that husband? Who wants you to quit being that child of God? Who wants you to quit in that position of work? Who wants you to quit and give up on God and on the church? Who wants you to do that? It's not God. It's Satan. And he's subtle. He knows where you're weak and he knows where to attack, children. I know it's hard to do right all the time. I know it's hard to follow God in a daily basis. But God has equipped you to do right. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Your battle's not with man, your battle's with Satan himself. Don't quit. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. God provides everything you need. He doesn't leave anything uncovered. And he goes through here telling you every piece he gives to you. He covers your head. He covers your thighs. He covers your legs. He covers your feet. He covers your breastplate. He gives you the Bible, the weapon to use. He gives you everything you need. Don't quit. God has given you what you need. Don't quit. Verse number 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Watching thereunto with all perseverance. Hang in there. I know you hurt. I know that your body's abandoning you. I know that your marriage may not be what it ought to be. I know your children are crazy. And I know your pastor is loco. I scream and yell and holler. Don't quit. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Retreat. God's got this. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You say, oh, Brother Brian, what do I do if I've quit already? What do I do? Just like you do when you sin other ways, because quitting is sinning. Confess it. God, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I quit, God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess it. Make it right with him. And then live as he wants you to live. How many of you have quit before something? Some of you have quit telling the truth right now. Quitting is not final. If you're still alive, you can still get going again. Don't quit. Don't retreat. Go forward for Jesus. One last point, and then we're done. Get your eyes off other people. You look at other people and you say, well, they quit, or they're doing this and they're doing that, and so I'm... No! He's the one we do and serve and love. Don't quit because somebody else does. You do right because God's called you to do right. And all God's people said, let's open the balcony. All right, amen. They quit up there. Let's stand together this morning, heads bowed and eyes closed. Some of you are there. You're ready to quit. You're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this no more. Let me encourage you today. Come to God and say, God, help me not quit. God, give me the strength for one more day. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. God, help me to be what you want me to be. Maybe you need to confess to God that you're quit and you're sorry for it. Why don't you come to him and say, oh God, I'm sorry for quitting. Help me to do right. Maybe this morning you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've never trusted him. And today you need that. The altar's open. Please don't leave unless you absolutely have to. Don't quit. Don't retreat. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts. You know the needs. I'm asking you, fill this altar with people who are willing to not quit. Save those marriages. Save those families. Save those situations. Somebody's ready to quit on you today. Somebody's ready to quit on church. Somebody's ready to quit on life itself. Draw them back to you. Help us, God, please. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Brother Dan's going to sing. Won't you come right now? Just flood the aisles. Come on. Come on. Bring your family. Bring your family. It's okay. It's okay. Now I know you Baptists, you're afraid to come forward because you're afraid somebody's going to think you quit. You're afraid what people are going to say and think about you. Well, guess what? It only matters what God thinks. I'm willing to admit that I've quit in the past. I've confessed it. And I'm asking God daily, God, help me not to quit being the husband and the father and the pastor that you've called me to be. Won't you join with me in praying and asking God to help you not quit? One more verse. If you need to come, come. It's not too late. Let's keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Let's sing that first verse together if you know it. Amen. Amen. Please be seated if you would.